Nothing in particular. It's just good-looking clothes.
What would you call a bag that people might throw clothes in, or might store clothes in during the winter, during the summer, winter clothes?
Garment bag.
What might you use to do that now?
Same thing, garment bags.
What would it be made out of?
Usually some kind of plastic.
What various kinds of shoes you might have or might have worn, different styles?
Moccasins, buckled slip-ons, lace shoes. Tennis shoes, sneakers.
What kinds might women wear?
Sling pumps, open-toed pumps, patent leathers, moccasins, sandals.
What would a pump be?
It's just a shoe with closed heel and closed toe, not open at either end.
What kinds of hairstyles might men wear or women?
Men wear crew cuts, butch cuts. Women, I don't know the different names of hairstyles for women. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the beauty operator wants to do to them.
Mm-hmm. What, would you ever have any slang names for an ugly boy or a man?
Creep.
If it were an ugly girl?
A creep.
What would you call a very attractive girl?
A beauty.
Would you ever hear her called a fox?
No.
A very attractive man, or a very handsome man? A
good-looking man, an Adonis.
A bookish person. Maybe...
Bookworm.
What about a person who seeks praise and attention in a, maybe in a classroom, or in any situation?
Show off.
What slang names would you ever hear for an effeminate male, or a masculine female?
Effeminate male is a sissy. What you call a mannish woman?
What would you call a sexually overactive male?
Pervert.
And a sexually overactive female?
Pervert. That's really not right, because a pervert is abnormal. Overly sexual doesn't make you perverted.
Mm-hmm. What might you call a sexually indiscreet male, or a sexually indiscreet female?
An exhibitionist.
What kinds of fences might you